Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Tell Vinny what a good job he did.
I told
Michelle what a great job.
Oh.
Great job. Thank you. She said, that was crazy. Thank you for all the support from back home.
That was crazy. It was very loud there this time.
I really enjoyed, and we had someone that sent in a text that said they really enjoyed that whole background thing because it pumped them up to want to go to Disneyland.
That's so funny. It was just funny hearing the lady on the loudspeaker. I was like, oh, that is a little loud.
Someone said that she is the wife. It's back in a bunch of texts, but that she's the wife of someone that works there at Disneyland.
Oh, she
like
did,
a big head of something.
She did the voiceover for the... Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Here's something fun. Of all the fun things you can do at Disneyland. Anyway, that was that's fun. I'm glad he's there and enjoying it with his kids.
I know.
It's a nice little last hurrah for them, too. They'll be taking a short break from vacations once they have that baby. I know we want to do some text, but I got handed a couple things that I wanted to get
to. I'm
going to
go over those stories.
So Frances McDormand just filled us in on something called an inclusion rider, which we talked about a little bit earlier. Those are her, you know, if you saw the show or if you heard the clip this morning. And the whole crowd's like,
what are we clapping
what
for?
Is that? It's apparently a clause you can have added to your contract that calls for a more diverse cast. Her speech did kind of run the gamut from almost angry to laughing her ass off. So congratulations to Frances McDormand. Well, she is a great actress. I'll give her that every time. She three billboards.
She was so good. Unfortunately, they played like one of her most mediocre scenes from the film.
The one with the
for
deer,
the highlights.
I liked that.
It was all right, but
it was cute.
There were so many other moments. Which
there
was,
were crazy
oh,
moments.
Oh, man.
She went to the governor's ball afterward,
mm-hmm.
and I guess everybody's there, all the winners, and she's got her beautiful trophy, and she sets it down on the table. And a guy by the name of Terry Bryant picked it up and walked out with it.
Oh.
He's been arrested and charged with felony grand theft. Is that a certain dollar amount before it becomes like a grand theft
thing? I think so, yeah.
Anyway, he picked it. He just swiped it right off her table.
Wow.
So they did manage to get a hold of him. I guess he was, you know, caught on camera. He is at the governor's ball. So, in fact, people were posting the photo. The security and the police are looking for this guy. Here's a picture of him.
People saw him.
Yeah, because, well, once the alarm was raised that this guy was walking out of this party with the Oscar, they looked on the security camera.
So just some
camera.
Random dude?
It looks like it. I don't know his name, and they're not really giving him any kind of credit. The thief was photographed with a stolen hardware just before he was grabbed. Frances noticed that her Oscar was gone and said, oh, my Oscar's gone. Oh, my God, my Oscar's gone. Or she just notified the security. They found him with the Oscar in hand, turned him over to cops when they arrived.
How lucky.
I know. Shortly after the incident, a rep for Frances McDormand said, Fran and Oscar are happily reunited and enjoying an In-N-Out burger together. Which, I guess, I don't know who does the food at the governor's ball. It might be Wolfgang Puck. His photographer was there. Anyway, don't worry. She got back her Oscar, but a little bit of drama in a night filled with drama.
I was reading in the Marin IJ that Frances lives part-time in Marin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder where.
West Marin, it says.
Oh, lovely. That's like, that makes me think Skywalker Ranch or maybe out by Stinson or something.
Do you think she's approachable? Like, if you saw her at a restaurant?
You know, whether or not
she
is, just don't approach her. Just
leave
her alone.
Sarah.
I don't know. I don't know. Just feel like.
How about you, Sarah? Should people approach you
they
or
should.
Leave you alone?
No, they should say hi. But then, like, quickly leave me alone.
How about Frances?
Say hi and then, like, back away.
Can they take a picture?
Absolutely. I don't mind that at all. But, you know, it doesn't happen to me everywhere I go. I'm sure Frances McDormand she's pretty famous. Like,
sure.
I'm sure that it gets old. I would say if she's lifting a fork to her mouth with her mouth, that is not the time. But if you see her walking on the beach, I don't see why not. Try to have something to say, though. Don't just fangirl all over her. I'm assuming it's a girl who goes and talks to her. Hey, I have the box office here, Hooman. I know you were asking about this.
How did Red Sparrow do?
They're calling it disappointing. But she's still second place.
With how much?
17 mil. Is that disappointing?
Wow.
Sounds like a lot of money to me.
Jennifer Lawrence, one of our greatest.
The other one that you reviewed was Death Wish, and that was third place with 13 million.
Oh, poor Bruce. I think Death Wish, they finally showed what the score was on Rotten Tomatoes. It got 14%.
Oh, ooh. What did Red Sparrow have?
Red Sparrow had 49%. Oh, Death Wish is 15%, sorry.
Oh. Let me see if there's any. You know the Annihilation, that's the like a sci-fi with, what's her bucket there? Natalie Portman.
Yeah, Natalie Portman.
That was sixth place. That's made 20 million bucks in 2 weeks.
That's a monumental disappointment. That's so special effects heavy. That movie cost easily 100
mil.
So
much to make. 50 Shades Free was in eighth place. That's made almost 100 million in 4 weeks. Those are bona fide hit movies, whether you love them or hate them.
Yeah,
you
that's
know, they've
true.
They've all gone over 100 million.
Go ahead. No. This week we're going to, the greatest drummer of our generation.
Is that what he is?
Yeah. He's coming in, and we're going to review Oprah Winfrey.
Ooh, A Wrinkle in Time!
Yes, that's right, A Wrinkle in Time.
I finally saw a commercial for that, and I thought, was that Oprah I just saw?
Yeah.
Sizzles.
So, yeah, that's there are a few movies coming out this week, but that's kind of the big one.
Yeah, that one, listen, you guys must have read that when you were a kid. That was a sign reading
in
school.
Don't remember it.
It's a sci-fi thing that, I think, it's been years since I read it, but it's basically this kid's father is gone and presumed dead. It's like this little family, and the kids all, but the one kid is like kind of a scientific genius, like really brilliant, and figures out this whole way. And then they find out that the dad's not dead, but they go through all these like crazy weird other dimensions to get to this. I can't remember exactly how the story, which is I'm super excited. I remember loving that book when I was a kid. Loved that book. And you know what's funny? I was watching the trailer. I was just had the TV on with the sound off. And I looked up and I was watching this one scene where everybody's in front of the same house and their kids are all bouncing the ball at the same time and the moms walk out at the same time. I went, oh my God, is this A Wrinkle in Time? And I turned on, and sure enough, I was like, oh my God. Because there's so many like memorable things that are in it. Anyway, apparently Oprah's in this. So that'll be a fun one for you. Is he going to bring his kids to the screening?
He's going to bring his fiance.
Oh, why'd you say it like that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't
it's
like
not
her?
A cool way of saying
you don't
it.
Like her?
Game
no,
over?
She's super friendly, and she's very pretty.
Oh, my God. Erin is gorgeous.
She's great. I love her mom.
Oh, yeah.
Her
we met her mom.
Is so fun.
That was so funny.
She is a principal at a local high school.
Erin is.
I'm sorry. She's a vice principal, I think. She's like, you know, the one who has to do all the, hand down all the suspensions and punishments and stuff.
Ooh.
Isn't that what the vice principal does? Maybe she's the principal. I don't know. She's like a... She's a queen somewhere.
And not just
gorgeous.
In Tommy's eyes.
No, not just in Tommy's eyes. And mine too. Love her. Your number one movie over the weekend was, everyone take a guess.
Black Panther.
It has made $501 million in 3 weeks.
That's incredible.
And it just moved into the number 10 spot on the list of highest grossing movies in the U.S. ever. It needs to only make $3 million more to be the number 9 movie and replace Beauty and the Beast.
Well, it'll pass that.
But we're talking 3 weeks in. It's really not slowing down all that much.
And what an advertisement for Oakland. Right?
Yeah.
It starts there, it ends there.
I know.
Not to give it away.
Well, you're not giving anything away. It just starts and ends there. No big deal. Did you have a couple texts from this morning?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Let's see if we have some recent ones. A lot of people are saying that they hear that Frances McDormand lives in Bolinas.
Oh.
Is that considered West Marin?
Sure. I mean, it's not super far north, but it is West Marin.
Is it?
Well, it's west.
It's all the way near Stinson.
Yeah. 415 says, I whispered hi to Sarah once at IKEA since her sons were there. And
did I hear her?
since I knew she was on the air, the boys hated that. So apparently the boys heard. Maybe you didn't.
Oh.
No.
Mark. Oh, I feel terrible. See, my kids are such brats about it. This one time we were in this place not that long ago, and that people who said hi could not have been nicer. This was at just a few weeks ago at Burmatown in Corte Madera.
What's that?
It's this little Burmese restaurant that we tried out. I told you guys about it. So we're in there, and it's this tiny little tight quarters, and we're kind of working our way through the and this girl's like, I'm so sorry. I just wanted to. She was, couldn't have been nicer. And her friend at the table stood up, and, you know, I talk so much about my kids and what they're up to. She grabbed Riley by the arm and was like, congratulations on going to Berkeley.
Aww.
And, you know, and I could see he looked like he was caught in a bear trap. I'm like, just say thank you. Like, you know, this job is paying for your college.
Right.
Like, quit being so judgy about it. They couldn't have been nicer.
Hmm.
I'm like, oh, God, you had an interaction with someone who's not in your family. You poor thing.
Right.
You brat. Oh, God. And then, God forbid, I take any pic. Every time I want to take a picture, like, don't post it. Don't post it. Like, oh, stop it. I know. What brats. I'm disowning them. That's it.
That's it.
Divorcing those kids. Can you do that?
415 says, Mark Wahlberg's inclusion writer is what enabled him to get $1.5 million to reshoot his scenes that he did with Christopher Plummer and Michelle Williams, was it?
That's strange. That's
what movie was that?
It was
All
the Money in the
That's
World.
That's that Getty movie, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he had some, but I don't know. That doesn't sound anything like what the definition was.
Well, maybe it includes other things as
well. It's inclusive of him getting tons of money.
Yeah. Someone says they met Frances in Hayes Valley, and she was a delight.
Oh. She does seem like kind of a regular lady, you know. Although a little crazy.
Oh, there was one. Someone said that they. Oh, it says 925. Hi from the Fairmont in Sonoma.
Oh, hey.
Where's our ding ding?
Ding ding. Shame.
Shame. Had to come check it out because my morning show friends always talk about it. Loved our couple's massage yesterday, and they're celebrating their anniversary.
Oh, they went there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's, see, radio works.
Place is
there it
great.
Is. Oh, speaking of radio works, I wanted to. It's so funny because, you know, I went on a freaking Instagram spree over the weekend. And but Hooman told me that he got something like 53,000 likes on some picture.
What was it?
What? Is that a glitch? What, like, what happened?
So there's one of my friends, Susan Hauser, she bought me a haircut. She's like, hey, there's this really great salon.
I heard you talking about this the other day.
And she got this for you for a present?
Yeah, she's got it for me as a present. It's in Mill Valley, and Miller in Maine. I'll give him
Shame.
A shout.
Shame.
And anyway, I liked the haircut. They did a great job. They came in extra early for me, 7 a.m. to do
it.
They
were super. That's when I do my haircut.
They're booked like, you know, 4 weeks in advance. And I posted it. I went and saw Black Panther with a bunch of friends that afternoon. I'd already seen Black Panther, so I went out to check my Instagram, and I was getting 100 likes a second. And I'm like, how is this possible? And I go back and I look, and I've got 52,000 likes at that point. And I'm like, why is this picture getting so many likes? Like, what's happening?
And also, I only have 30,000 followers.
20,000. I don't even have 30.
Okay, so where are all these 50,000 people coming from?
I have no idea. Some people say, you know, I might have shown up because of one of the hashtags, but I show up in a lot of the hashtags. Maybe you'll get an extra 80 or 90 likes, but you won't get 50,000 likes as a result of that.
So do you think you were hacked?
I do.
Oh, God, you were hacked.
Well, there are so many. Like, if there's a picture I'm going to hack, it'll be a picture with, like, me and Yuzette and Sarah and Bryn. Like, I'd hack that one if I was.
You're saying they hacked the wrong photo.
They hacked the wrong photo. There's so many great.
You think you're actually hacked? You think this was just some kind of weird glitch?
It must be, yeah. I mean, the numbers keep going up and down.
Now.
Right now it's at 54,072. I've seen it as high as 54,300.
Yeah.
Keeps going down and up, down and up.
That's so weird.
So, I mean, it has like 87 comments, but it's just, I don't know what happened. I don't know why that one. I don't know why 54,000 likes. Why not 60?
People like you.
Why not 69,000 likes?
69.
Is that what you'd like to have the most?
Yeah.
You wouldn't know what to do.
I want to get. I'm actually, I want us to have the same amount of of subscribers as Alice973 does. You told me it's over 50,000 subscribers.
Yeah, so,
find so us
there's
all
53,000.
There. Isn't it on RadioAlice.com, all of our Instagram? Please follow,
yes,
please follow us on Instagram. Mm-hmm. We're all up there.
You have the most of all of us.
Clarky yeah. Clark.
You have 32,000.
Vin Hassan, Yuzette, Human TV, Brinny Boy, Vonda Wizard. And then, you know, if you're already following Alice973, we put up all different stuff. And, you know, you never know when I'm going to go on another spree.
What was, that's what I wanted to ask you about. How many do I have? I have 22.3 thousand. What's the tennis shoe thing Vinny had mentioned?
On Saturday, we drove over to Berkeley and picked up my son to have a little lunch together. We miss him. So we were standing outside Saul's Deli, and it was like a 20-minute wait. So we were just all standing there talking. And I looked down. I'm like, oh, look at that. That's cool. All our shoes are. I took a picture of our shoes.
Oh, I see.
And then put it up. And then somebody, I just grabbed, you know, I don't know that much about hashtags, but mm-hmm. I figured if I typed in Saul's Deli, and then some hashtag jumped up, so I just touched it and put it in, and it spells Berkeley wrong. So people were correcting me about that. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So sue me.
I know. I'm always doing things in a hurry, and I end up putting something else. I look back. I'm like, oh, man.
I'm such a dummy. I know. Leave out a whole word.
Yeah. Or it autocorrects to something else.
I know. And you don't realize it because sometimes mm-hmm. it autocorrects to something else and changes it as you're posting it. I'm like, wait, no. Let me do that over. please follow us all on Instagram. I want to jack those numbers up. Check us out over here. I want to get up to the Alice levels.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, come on. This morning show's, we're fun. We all post crazy stuff.
Gosh darn it, we're worth it.
Gosh darn it, we're worth a minute of your time to sign up
hey,
for us
so
on
Vinny's
Instagram.
Going to be traveling tomorrow. So we have our friend coming
That's
on the
right.
show. And he's just back from his vacation visit, whatever it is.
To England.
Uh-huh.
He goes there for months at a time. Yeah, so Scott Capurro is going to co-host Capujo.
Give you warning now.
Yeah. Just so you know, I know there are mixed emotions about Scott, but he's got a bunch of Bay Area shows, so he'll be telling us about that. And then he's going to be doing the news tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll
so he's
have him
fully
in for
sitting
about
in.
About 2 hours.
Yep. So, you can certainly write your thoughts to us at 800-400-369. I'm sure he'll get lots of feedback on his news delivering abilities. That's happening. And we're going to take a quick break right now, back to say goodbye in just a few. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This is going to do it for us. We're handing over the reins to Lexi, and she'll take you through the midday. And then, of course, Jane, you're playing a game called.
And they have more words and trips, too, right?
That's
Disneyland
right.
trips.
$1,000 an hour. Mm-hmm. Just listen at the top of the hour for the keyword. And then we have two more chances for tickets to Disneyland and then possibly that grand prize trip. Thank you to Disneyland for hosting Vinny. I'm sure he's having a ball right now.
Mm-hmm. I found today's show to be ridiculously relaxing.
Oh, that's so funny. I thought that, too.
Oh, really?
That was exactly the word I was thinking of.
I thought it was a little bit stressful because it was.
Why?
I don't know. I was like, doing all the stuff.
Oh, because you had
here.
To push an extra button,
I had to push
Sarah?
An extra. Yeah, and then also I would have to, turn it up or turn it down.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So I was a little bit stressed out.
Oh, wow.
But it's nice that you guys had a relaxing day.
Yeah.
Our boss came and said hi to
that
us.
That was so great.
We bonded over the
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, our distaste for them.
Well, he really doesn't like him.
Boy, saw him standing in your studio, which he never really comes and stands in there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, they're having a whole party going
on
in there.
I loved it so much.
Well, I predicted, because lately he's been posting pictures with him and Robert Plant, him and Taylor Swift. I said, there's going to be a picture of you and Kim Kardashian in the next 5 years. He just rolled his eyes and walked out.
No,
no. Like, oh, so you ruined it. You guys were having a good time.
You gotta ruin it for me.
That's my gift.
God.
Ruining things.
We've all got
our gifts, human.
Back to the Disneyland broadcast. We did have a text that said, thanks to the engineers at Disneyland in here because it sounded so clean.
It did. It sounded great.
Really
it sounded
good.
Perfect.
Yes.
So thanks, boys.
Thanks, everybody who participated. And hopefully you're down there and you get to go say hi. Mm-hmm. They're going to go do the whole park today. It's so fun. And when I say do the park, I mean wait in line to meet princesses,
right.
Which is what four-year-olds want to do.
Does he fly back tomorrow?
I think he comes back tomorrow. I think they're staying another night. So so we'll catch up with Vinny and everything that happened on Wednesday. Tomorrow, Scott Capurro is joining us for the show. He'll be playing the role of Vinny and doing a little bit of news. Have a great day, and we'll see you then.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.